This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're going to mislead people with your debt relief website, it's probably a good idea not to use the Federal Trade Commission seal on your homepage. The FTC sued Christopher, who operated a number of websites that offered aid to visitors looking for debt, tax, and mortgage relief. The government claimed the names of the sites implied that they were part of the government. For example, the main page of one site called gov-usdebtreform.net said, "Welcome to the Department of Consumer Services Protection Commission." An FTC investigator visiting the site was surprised to see an image of the Federal Trade Commission's official seal embedded in the body of the page. The court granted a preliminary injunction stating the FTC had made an uncontested showing that the defendants' websites falsely represented they are associated with the federal government. So when you're dealing with the World Wide Web, be ready for world-class fraud, and it's buyer beware, you may not be where you want to be. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.